This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For some time, the Bush administration has stayed on the sidelines in the effort to persuade Iran to give up its nuclear ambitions. But the U.S. has been highly skeptical of the negotiations led by the French, German, and British foreign ministers. Now, after a long internal debate, Washington has agreed to help by offering some modest incentives. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the U.S. will no longer block Iran from applying to the World Trade Organization and will consider, on a case-by-case basis, licensing the sales of commercial airline spare parts. She said the U.S. is forming this common approach with Europe to put the pressure back on Iran, to force it to prove to the world that it's not trying to build a nuclear bomb under the cover of a civilian power program.
There's very often too much talk about what the United States needs to do or what the European Union needs to do. We can now return the focus to what the Iranians need to do. And the Iranians need to take the opportunity that the Europeans are presenting them with to demonstrate that they're prepared to live up to their international obligations.
The U.S. move came after heavy European lobbying, according to Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Wolfgang Ischinger.
It took a long time and quite an effort to convince our American friends that our plan to negotiate with Iran was, at least in our view, the only game in town.
In order to get the Americans on board, the European foreign ministers involved in the talks gave a clear warning to Iran that if it resumes its uranium enrichment program, the Europeans will have no other choice but to bring the issue before the United Nations Security Council. That could lead to sanctions or other forms of punishment, something hawks in the Bush administration have been calling for all along. Robert Einhorn of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it was important for the Europeans to show they will get tougher with Iran.
The critical thing here is that for the first time, really, you have the Americans putting carrots on the table and the Europeans putting sticks on the table, and that was essential. This package is only the first installment. I don't think there's any possibility that it will be sufficient to get the Iranians to give up their enrichment capability. But it's a start.
Another nonproliferation expert in Washington, Joseph Cerincione of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, was sounding optimistic, even though he too saw the U.S. incentives as modest.
I believe the president is genuine in his desire to explore diplomatic alternatives. The military options are too few, too risky, and the diplomatic options, in fact, are richer.
Though Iranian officials have said they have no intention to permanently abandon their uranium enrichment program and have downplayed the significance of U.S. economic incentives, Cerincione thinks Iran is simply posturing ahead of further negotiations. He just returned from a conference in Tehran and compares Iran's nuclear policy to Tehran drivers, who straddle the middle rather than choosing lanes.
The very last day I was there, I saw an Iranian driver use a turn signal before changing lanes. It was the first time I saw that. If you expect the Iranians to signal before they change direction, you don't understand how Iran works. They just don't drive like that.
The Bush administration is not putting a deadline on the negotiations with Iran, but pointed out they have already been going on for a long time. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.